talking about horses, these things that you put on their feet to protect them, you call them?
Horseshoes.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call, have you ever heard or seen people play a game with those things?
Mm-hmm. Horseshoe game. Mm-hmm.
You ever done that?
Mm-hmm. Never get down there.
I see.
I've been playing for money, but I wouldn't have gotten all. I was just playing for the fun.
Yes, ma'am. What do you call the parts of the horse's feet that those things go on? Those are the...
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, tell me that first.
Take part. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And if you had four of them, he'd say that horse has four.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, I wanted to ask, talking about cows, you know, if a cow's hungry or wants to be milked, what would you say, that you know that noise it makes? You'd say, listen
mm-hmm.
to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or the cow began to...
Mm-hmm.
What about if you were talking about a calf and it was hungry, wanted to be fed, you might say, listen to that calf.
Bells.
Or what about, you know, that noise a horse makes? You'd say the horse began to...
Hmm. Look.
Yes, ma'am. Say if you've got some animals like horses and mules and cows and so on, you'd say that you've got to go out and feed the...
The cow.
Yes, ma'am. Or if you've got animals with feathers, you know, like ducks and chickens and turkeys and all?
The flock.
Flock. You ever heard people say they're going out to feed the fowl?
Mm-hmm. Feed the fowl, that means chickens.
Just the chickens.
Mm-hmm. Nice. When I get all the rest of them, then that
could include the other ones?
That could include the other
ones. As long as you got feathers.
That's right.
I see. Okay. What would you call a hen that's sitting on a nest of eggs trying to hatch out something?
Sitting.
I beg for it?
Sitting.
I see.
She's sitting.
She's a setting hen.
Mm-hmm,
setting hen. I see. Okay. On your farm, where did you keep your chickens? Where did they stay?
They had a chicken house and a yard that they stayed.
Had a chicken house?
House. Then they had a chicken yard around the house.
Right. Have you ever seen these little boxes that they ship chickens in on these big trucks?
I have both.
Yes, ma'am. What do you call those boxes that come in?
Crates.
What would a chicken coop be?
Oh, you just, in other words, you can make it either way. You can make it square, or you can make it like the top of comb of a house, you know, go down like that. Fix it back there, fix it back there, and put it in.
And you call that a
coop?
Yes, ma'am.
And then you can make it square, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Let one part get tilted down where the water runs off. Make your dough just a little further.
Right. You know, when you fry chicken, there's usually a piece that the children like to get, so they pull it apart.
Mm-hmm.
Got a long bone and a short bone.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
A drumstick.
Well, this is something that one will grab hold of one end and one on the other, and they'll...
Oh, pull it on.
Yes, ma'am.
A pull bone. Mm-hmm.
What's the story behind that? What's supposed to happen?
They said the one who get the shortest piece will marry for the one to get the longest piece.
Oh, that's the way it goes.
Uh-huh.
I see. Okay. Say, what about this expression? If a farmer hears his cattle carrying on, you know, they're getting hungry, it's late in the day, he might say, well, I didn't know it was so late. It's right on the...
I would have feed it.
Or it's feeding?
Feeding time.
What time of day was that usually?